the end.
The upper room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGIS Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do,
man. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome into the Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, and she know who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps. Let me tell you, we have a show that's beyond any damn thing we've ever done before. Okay, I'm lying. I'm just checking. Listen, folks, 5 questions. I know you guys love it. We're going to do it. Don't be scared. Come up here, 5 questions when you call. We are asking. Plus the QOD, the question of the day. What would you do if your sibling was involved in a domestic violence situation? Yeah, we're going to talk about this tonight. We have a lot on the plate for you. Plus, we have some announcements about some things that we may do here on the show. Birthday shout-outs, the 3-minute commentary, the old-school Get Hype song, my Bump You song, all that and more is coming up right now. Let's get you caught up with NPR News, 3-minute commentary, and then when we come back, the very best crew online. Online radio at its best, you damn Skippy. It happens right here. Let's get this party started right. T.O.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. On Rattlesnake Ridge in Washington's Cascade Mountains, King County sheriffs believe they have found the dead body of Peter Keller. The survivalist had not been seen since last weekend's killings of Keller's wife and daughter, for which he'd been charged. Sheriff spokeswoman Sergeant Katie Larson said officers blasted open the mouth of the bunker when an effort to communicate with Keller failed.
We began trying to engage in conversation with the person in the bunker, didn't receive any response. And at that point, our TAC-30 team used an explosive to breach the roof of the heavily fortified bunker, and then that allowed us to see into the bunker.
She said the apparent cause of death was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. There are reports a blind Chinese legal activist managed to escape house arrest in his village and is currently under the protection of the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. As the BBC's Martin Patience tells us, dissident Chen Kuangcheng is now worried about his family.
Neither the American or Chinese government has publicly commented on this case. But yesterday, a prominent dissident told the BBC that Chen Kuangcheng had been taken to the U.S. Embassy. After his dramatic escape from his home in Shandong province, Mr. Chen released a video calling for China's premier to ensure the safety of his family. There are reports that the activist's brother and a nephew are among those who've been detained by the police for helping him to flee.
the BBC's Martin Patience. Congressional Republicans have passed a bill preventing increases in student loans, but as NPR's David Wellner reports, the White House is not satisfied.
The bill extending the Stafford College loan subsidies costs nearly $6 billion. House Republicans pay for that by abolishing a preventive health fund in the new health care law. Democrats said that will harm the health of women and children. House Speaker John Boehner disagreed.
People want to politicize this because it's an election year. But my God, do we have to fight about everything?
The measure narrowly passed, but Connecticut Democrat Joe Courtney said it's as far as the bill will go.
This measure is dead. It will be vetoed. It's not going anywhere.
Senate Democrats next month take up a similar loan extension bill, but it's paid for by closing tax loopholes. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
In his weekly address, the president is reminding soldiers and veterans of a crackdown on unscrupulous for-profit educational institutions seeking to benefit from GI education benefit dollars.
The sad truth is that there are people out there who are less interested in helping our men and women in uniform getting ahead and more interested in making a buck.
The program was introduced at a military base in Georgia this Friday. The program is called Know Before You Owe. This is NPR News in Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Are you a Facebook user?
I am.
You know, I think everyone who's been listening to the show knows the story with me. One Thanksgiving, back in 2009, I didn't have anything to do, and I decided to go on Facebook. And when I got on Facebook, oh my God, I was able to connect with friends that I hadn't seen or heard from in 30-plus years. It was such a blessing to me. People who I had lost contact with, it was just great. Which is a perfect segue into why I think Facebook is so fascinating. Now, if you are a friend of mine on Facebook, you have access to my photos. One of the things that I want you to do the next time that you're on my profile page is take a look at my photos. For the ladies, you'll get a chance to see this beautiful bronze man. Beautiful man. Just jokes, ladies, just jokes. But on a more serious tip, you'll have the opportunity to see my photos. And one of the photos that's there is a photo of my sixth grade math class. And the reason why that picture is so, I don't know, why I bring this up is because I sit and look at that picture and I say, wow, each of these little friends were pals of mine. All of these people were folks that I grew up with. I see faces of guys and girls that had it not been for Facebook, I would have never, ever, ever known what they would have grown up to be. For example, there's a young guy on there that was a little bitty gangster. He wanted to have bitty gangster. He wrote bitty gangster on the back of his blue jean jacket. But now it looks to me, by following him on Facebook, that he's a successful businessman. There's a girl on there that, you know, kids teased her, called her ugly, did all these different things. I saw her on Facebook, and she is just gorgeous. So when you sit back and think about, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? At that time, we had no idea what we wanted to be. But it's so cool to watch this story be written because now I had the opportunity to see the end product. I didn't know what Cordell Drake was going to be when he grew up, and I still don't know because I can't find him. But, you know, Karen Austin, never knew what she would be when she grew up. But now it looks like she's a beautiful mom and a beautiful person. So, you know, when you sit back and think about social networking, yeah, it has its flaws, and people say things about social networking. There is a dangerous side to it. I don't want to sit here and be naive and act as if that doesn't exist. But if you ask me, Facebook is the greatest thing since sliced bread. That is just the way I feel about it. And let me take a few minutes to say thank you to each and every last one of you guys who went on my Facebook page and wished me happy birthday. It was a very humbling experience, and once again, because of Facebook, I was able to receive birthday wishes from people who I hadn't seen or heard from in years. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm very humbled by it, and I really appreciate each and every last one of you. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the most debonair, coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.S.?
You're damn right.
What's up, pimp?
What's up, baby? What's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Ain't a damn thing, Mr. L.E.S., man. You know, brother, sometimes you just have to say, look, my man's pimp hand is strong. I'm just going to leave it at that, man. Tell me, brother, how did you write the book on being a pimp, Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, I'm no pimp, man.
Yes, you are.
No, brother.
Yes, you are.
No, man.
Yes, you are.
No, man.
Yes, you are, Mr. L.E.S. Mr. L.E.S., let me tell you something. Anytime you can call people names and they still come back and hold on to your bell loop, man, I'm telling you, you a pimp, man. So, brother,
man,
please tell me, how
that,
you become
man.
A pimp, man? How, Mr. L.E.S.? Talk to me, man.
Man, I am not a pimp, my brother. I am not a pimp.
It's about damn time, because you know damn well you damn skip it, you ain't a pimp, you sorry sap sucker. How the hell are you today? Had to get that on the record. Had to get that on the record.
Yeah. How about you go to hell and you know, let's keep this thing moving because I don't like your ass anyway.
Okay,
and
before
I
we keep
it so
okay, before
on.
We keep it moving, Miss Delias, here comes the question. Let me ask the question. What have you done?
Not
for
a damn
me?
Thing. Now you wasting
okay.
your breath again.
Okay,
you,
right.
you
I just wanted to get out of the way.
Breath.
Okay, fine, no
you
problem.
Your bad breath.
Go to hell. Oh man, look who's here.
Oh, thank God. Ooh.
Thank God. We meet. Thank God. Don't you mean, oh, damn?
A queen to
no, thank God.
Okay. Yeah.
A queen.
All right.
Do
I thought maybe we were. Feel kind of good for her not being here, but I didn't say that out loud. Though. Sorry.
I was Miss Dr. O'Dea when she's not here.
Yeah.
She wasn't here Wednesday. I missed her.
Yeah. I did too. So. Queen of something.
Because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to
can't do it all day.
strategyteam.com.
Oh.
Introducing
the missing one,
Princess Ordelia.
Ah, there she is. Bow down. Bow down. Bow down. Hello, Dr. Princess Ordelia, the queen of inspiration. How the hell are you on this beautiful Saturday? There it is. I knew it.
Well,
I
my
knew
phone
it.
Is muted, and
oh,
I don't know what I'm talking
God.
About.
This is crazy.
It sure is. It sure is. And I was saying all kind of stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Say, I know.
No hitter gone. It's gone. No hitter's gone. Oh, my God. It's gone. Early.
Listen. Just listen. Just listen. Now, I was going to say something. I was wondering, during my introduction, can I please have the floor for one moment? You got, I'm like, do they know that they're not muted? They're just talking
yeah, we
about
know.
Me.
If we're bantering back and forth, guess what? We know we're not muted.
And just to let you know, guys, Sunday, I think last Sunday was a rewind. And then on Wednesday, yes, I wasn't able to attend the show because
you
I had parenting. I had parenting obligations. Shut up. You knew I wasn't here. You missed me, remember?
Yeah,
oh,
sure
that
did.
Was Wednesday. I thought that was Sunday.
Oh, I missed the hell out of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
You know,
that's as much as
well,
I miss foot fungus.
You know
but
what? You
saying.
Know what? I don't want to hear that. How are
what?
You guys doing anyway? How are you doing?
Oh, just
we're doing
excellent.
Fine.
Just
great.
Excellent.
Okay,
now that you're on the line.
Yeah.
Are you? Okay, well, Mr.
Yeah.
Elliott, how are you, Curly Top? Are you okay?
Curly Top.
I'm good now that you're on the line.
Thank you. I know I made your day, baby. See, you didn't have to tell them how Detroit was. You didn't tell them. Did
you? Detroit was off the chain.
Uh-huh.
I went
man.
I was in Dearborn, Michigan, and I went to a Chili's, and I was like, I know I'm in Detroit because everybody was tatted up, purple lips, and they had braided hair. So, like, hey, Detroit, number one. For one.
But see, you were in Dearborn, so, yeah, okay. Well, anyway.
I love
and,
the
But you didn't tell them about the whole trip. So I'm very happy. I'm glad that you know how to not kiss and tell. All right. Okay, so.
Okay. Yes. Stop it. Stop it. We're not going to just go. Stop it. Everyone knows your track record. Mr. Allen, let me just put it out there.
What
we're
that
mean radio show.
Like when we see each other in Houston? Is that what that means?
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Ty. Play this game. Play the game. Play the game. Play.
Come on, Jay. I tried to wait for you, man.
Jay. Everyone knows your track record, okay? Everyone knows that he called you and you were nowhere to be found, so you did not see Mr. L.E.S. in Detroit with your lying ass. So stop lying.
Maybe that's the story we're telling you, Jay.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe that's just what we're telling you.
You're right. That's not what you're telling me. It's the damn truth. He didn't see your black ass.
That's
stop lying.
You, wait a minute. You know what? Low key, as the kids say today. The only reason you love that is because you would just hate to know that I went to, I told Mr. Elliott. Better you. Well,
hello in there somewhere. How y'all doing tonight?
Just doing fine.
Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you who the pimp is in this radio show.
Oh, please do. We're all ears.
It is me. Because you described a pimp as somebody that you, that calls people's names and they're still holding on to your belt loop. How many times has Princess Odelia tried, go back and listen to that show where Ernie said he loved me? Because she keeps coming back for more. I'm
a
pimp up in here.
He has a point, Miss Elias. That Joker wearing his purple turtleneck and he's a pimp. I tell you what, man, I never thought.
But Mr. Elias can't be a pimp. That's not to say Mr. Elias can't be a pimp, but if we're talking about what's happening right now, it is that chick and her wig coming back holding on my jock all the time. I played that show from 2.5 years ago. The first time Ernest was on, he said he loved me.
I see everyone's in a merry mood today. But folks, talk to me, man. How are you doing, man? How the hell is Big E doing?
How the hell am I doing? I'm doing good. I'm doing awesome today. I'm just doing awesome.
Really?
Just hanging out at the house today. I made a really great big old crock pot full of vegetable soup that we're going to be eating all weekend, and it's a beautiful day in here in New York after all the kind of coldness that we had. It was sunny today. We took the cats outside, so it's a good day, man. I can't complain.
Let me ask you a question.
Who wants to hear it?
Let me ask you a question, Ernest. All this stuff, you every time you turn around, you eat fish and vegetables and all this great stuff.
Yeah.
How many pounds have you lost? Because it seems to me you're just getting bigger. What kind of damn, what are you doing?
Hey, okay, first of all, jackass, I'm not getting bigger.
I think he's losing weight. I think he's losing weight.
I will answer the question about me since you have never met me, and you'll be damn lucky if you ever get to. You don't see my Facebook. No, listen, let me tell you something. You don't see my Facebook because you are blocked on my Facebook. You don't see nothing, all right? Listen, I'm talking. If you go back to March of 2011 when I was in New York City, I was pretty big back then. I was pretty chunky, and I just started the eating right thing. If you look at my pictures now, my face is a little slimmer. How much have I lost? I don't know, but I told you all guys a couple weeks ago that I'm fitting into pants that I have never been able to fit into. Even when I bought them, I couldn't fit into them, I realized.
Yeah, but
so
you also
if I was exercising and taking a lap, it'd probably come off a little bit more, but I really am eating well. I mean, I don't cheat myself out of anything, but I find good alternatives, and I feel better. You know, last year my knees were on fire. I thought, oh, my God, I'm 43, and I feel like I'm 83. This can't happen, so I changed, and I feel better.
Knees are working hard, man. You know, that's a lot
they
of work.
They are, brother. They were working hard. There ain't no doubt.
I got you. Okay. Well, thank you, Ernest, for giving us that update. All right, 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. It's the Saturday edition of the J-Rock Show. Man, we have so much to get into, but before we get into it, you know that I know that y'all know you want to know what's up with the weather. So let's break it down. Big E, man, give us a weather report. What's happening in New York? Big Daddy.
Well, it is slightly overcast right now, but the sun is out. It was 67 degrees today, a high of 67. We hit the high. A slight southwest wind at 9 miles an hour. Supposed to be a little cool tonight, but warming up to 86 by Monday. This is the place to be. Next.
All right, Dr. Princess O'Dea, no almanac. I don't need the five-day forecast. I just need what's happening today. So tell us what's happening in Detroit. Is it sunny enough for people to get shot in Detroit today?
You are so mean.
Well, it's the truth.
No, it's not. You know what?
Jeez.
I would love you guys to come here, hang out with me on Wolverine Lake. Hang out with me on Wolverine Lake. Come and hang out with me on Pine Lake, and let's
have a good time. Don't host anybody.
Yes, you know what? There you go with that stuff again, honey. Let me tell you something.
My bell's gonna be working overtime today.
I am uploading some videos as I'm doing this every day, and you will see what's going on right now. And also, trust me, I have the same associated friends and company, and I have access to many
things.
So
can we do the weather report?
I would love for us to go ahead
and
you guys come here and have a great time. Is that what this is all about?
I tried to.
You didn't call
me. Well, the weather is about... In the mid-60s today, slightly cloudy, it's been raining on and off, a little drizzle here and there, and it's actually the sun has peeped out a few times, so we've had a very mild day.
Great.
It's a wonderful day to stroll in Royal Oak, as I did today with my daughter.
Thank you.
It was absolutely awesome today.
Thank you.
How's it doing in your neck of the woods, brother?
It's 77 degrees. It's raining. And it's a good day to fertilize the grass.
That is a good day.
Fertilize the grass.
You said, is it hot enough to kill somebody in Detroit?
And we're back to Houston. Jay, how's the weather in H-Town, big man?
I'll take it from here. Okay, the weather in Houston right now, it's a little over cloud. Looks like we're going to get some rain here, but it's pretty good. Feels like it's about 80 degrees outside, so we are loving life.
Nice.
But it is a little too windy up in H-Town. And, of course, before we go any further, let's send out our prayers again. People are having a tough time in the Midwest. We want you guys to be safe. If you are listening to us, turn us off and get somewhere, and make sure that you and your family are safe. You can always check us out. We'll be here in the archives. So appreciate that. Let's get it going. All right, 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272, and it is time for the question of the day. And today's question, what would you do if your sibling was in a domestic violence situation? What if your sibling called and said, look, my husband just slapped the hell up out of me. What you gonna do? Would you go over there and deal with the situation? Would you try to be someone to talk about it over the phone? That's it. 347-850-1272. Call us and tell us the QOD, the question of the day. What would you do if a sibling was in a domestic violence situation? Mr. Elias, man, what would you do if your sister called and said, my husband just slapped the hell up out of me? What would you do, Mr. Elias?
Walk away.
You would do what?
Walk away.
Well, walk away.
Walk away.
I'm pretty sure you have a reason for that. Would you like to elaborate, Mr. Elias? Why would you walk away?
Hey, one of my brother-in-laws slapped my sister in front of me, and I began to wail on him. Well, guess what my sister wailed on me with?
What did she do? She hit you, or was
she hit me with a pan. Get off
her house. Was it a hot pan, or was it a big pan, or was it a frying pan?
No, she just picked up a pan. We was in the kitchen, and she said something slick to him, and he slapped it. I was like, oh, no, dog, that don't happen in front of me. So being bigger than he was, I began to just tear him up. And she said, get off my husband, and bang. I was like, learned a lesson, valuable lesson.
Did you get knocked out?
Round one.
No, she hit me in the back of the head. I'm like, what the?
You didn't fall out.
That's my husband. I was like, you're 100% right, baby. That is your husband. And the next time he slap you, he's going to slap you. I'm going to walk away from it.
Oh, man. Really did. Really is. I don't know
what
that.
Okay. Yo, trust me.
That is so unfair.
And then I told my pops about it. I said, hey, you know, this way he said, hey, happened to me, boy, and I meant to tell you about it, but you don't step in between a man and his wife.
But wait a minute. Okay, but what if it goes to another level? I mean, you just not going to do nothing?
I'm going to walk away.
You're not going to say anything to him, and you're not going to say, hey, man, don't
look,
do it
man,
again, or you're not going to do nothing.
If you don't learn from your lessons, you don't learn.
Wow.
I'm telling you. When she hit me with that pant, I was like, I'll be doggone.
Yep. Okay.
So
okay, okay, Dr. Prince Zodia, if you was in a situation like that and you called your brother and he didn't show up, how the hell would you, how would you feel about your brother? He said, I'm not showing up over there. You handling your own business.
Oh, that would not even be cool, because first of all, a woman that's in that situation, it's already hard for her to come out to tell anybody.
Uh-huh.
You'll be surprised in many cases. And if I told my brother and he didn't do anything, I believe that would definitely cause a problem and would have some issues between us. Plus, it would be a lot on his hands, because you never know how those situations go. It could get to the point of deadliness, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for you not to have help and your brother, that's like big time he's turning his back on you. I wouldn't know what, I wouldn't
well, no.
know how our relationship would be. I really wouldn't.
Well, I don't think it should affect your relationship, because if somebody tells you, like in Mr. Elias's case, to get off of it and it's none of your business, then it's not a factor for you.
But he didn't ask me in comparison to what happened to Mr. Elias. He asked me what would I do.
That's true.
So I'm saying, from my standpoint, I wouldn't have done what Mr. Elias's sister did to him. I think that's ludicrous. But it's also, I have to, in a non-judgment state and being in that position before, I'd have to say that I don't know. I'm not going to judge her, because her point of doing what she did, a lot of times you're not mentally all, you're just not thinking right, properly. A lot of issues going on.
What the hell?
I don't know what the hell that was. Okay, so, but here's the deal. So, do you blame Mr. Elias, Dr. Prince's
Not at all.
For saying I'm not doing it, because, you know, bottom line is I tried
exactly.
to come to your rescue and
exactly.
your ass told me to go, so you hit, matter of fact, she didn't tell him to leave, she hit him with a damn frying pan.
No, I think he did the right thing moving forward, and next time when she calls, say, sweetheart, call the cops, baby.
Call the cops.
You know what, I will tell you this, I had never told my family, and then when it all went down, he was gone, and he had popped over my house one day, and so happened a cousin of mine who he was afraid of had come over at the same, just came over without notice. Well, I found out how much of a punk my ex-husband was in that scenario, because my ex-husband, my cousin, basically just told him, don't let me come after, you know, find you. And I was thinking, geez, I should have done that a long time ago. And I did not, because I thought that keeping my cousin and family out of it was the best thing, because I thought that my ex would be the big bad bully and kill everybody or something, because that's what he told me he would do to me. So it's interesting. But Michelle, yes, I understand what you're saying. And that's a tough situation, and I understand why you're saying what you're saying. But, you know, hey.
Yeah. All right.
She kind of made that bed, but I don't know. Maybe if you stood outside and called the cops or whatever, because even understanding that the sister's just not there, she's not there.
Wow. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. J. Round Show Saturday. We're talking about the QOD. The question of the day: what would you do if a sibling was in a domestic violence situation? Big E, what would you do, Big Dog?
Well, I have had this situation come up, and I'm glad you asked the question tonight. I only have one sibling, and it's a younger brother. And he married this chick who you know, gave me two great nephews and everything, but they kind of started out on a violent tip. I don't know who started it, but they were both equally guilty of being physically violent. But I, at one point, when my brother was getting together to start up divorce proceedings and custody and all of that stuff, he took pictures of himself and sent them to my father and myself to hold on to. And he sent my father some other documents to hold on to. But when I saw these pictures, I thought that man had been mauled by a bear. It wasn't just scratch marks on his torso, because it was a shirtless picture. It wasn't just scratch marks on his torso. I mean, I didn't think somebody could dig in that hard to somebody else's skin. And it wasn't just three or four. I mean, they were across his back and his chest and on his neck. And he had told me before that they had been in a fight, and she had pulled a knife on him one time, and he said, "If you do it, you better go all the way, because if you just go halfway, I'm going to take you down." And so she kind of backed off with that. But it was, and, you know, we're 3,000 miles apart. He's in Long Beach, California. I'm in upstate New York. So all I could do was just be there on the phone for him. He's smart enough to eventually separate himself from that situation. And she went off and slept with a Mexican anyway, so she had already made up her mind what she's going to do. But if I was closer, if he had asked for my help and I lived closer, I would certainly be there. But like with Mr. Elias's case, if she said back off, then maybe Sister Girl likes a little slap and tickle. I don't know. You know, but if she calls and says, "Honey, I'm not kidding, call the police," then of course I'm going to be there to, you know, take that step for her, because she's asking me to.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
It was harsh, though. It was, I mean, I've never been so shocked at a picture, and it was probably partially because it was a relative. It was my brother. But I had never seen such big marks on a person in my life. Just from clawing somebody. I don't know what kind of nail she had on or what she was doing, but it looked like somebody just took a like a potato peeler and just went down his skin in rows. It was terrible. Yeah, it was tough. And that was years ago. He's out of it now. He's single. They share custody, and she's off doing her own thing, so he's okay now. But I worry about the kids, because the kids witnessed so much of that. So that would be my bigger concern, is what do you do with the children? How do you talk to them about that sort of thing so they don't grow up thinking, "Oh, that's okay. If I hit a girl, my daddy did it." You know.
Yeah, that's always the problem, where if you have kids around,
harsh,
they see this stuff, you know, it's that, like, that vicious cycle that you're concerned about. So, yeah, absolutely. I understand that. It is Saturday, folks. Now, of course, tomorrow morning, if you just come to the show page and realize, Aunt Viv will be in the house tomorrow morning on the serious side. She's going to stay. The first Aunt Viv, you know, the dark one. The one that I thought was the best Aunt Viv. She'll be here. Janet Hubert will be here tomorrow morning to talk with us about a whole lot of things. Had a very good conversation with her, Miss Elias. She and I was on the phone for about an hour. I mean, she's just a, yeah, oh my God, she's awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
Can I ask a question about her?
Sure, Ernest, why not?
Is she, you're talking about Fresh Prince, right?
Of Bel Air, yes, sir.
Okay. Is she the Aunt Viv that doesn't like Will Smith?
Yeah, she's the first one. The first Aunt Viv, the dark one.
So did you talk about that at all?
No, we're not talking about that, because that's not what she's coming on for.
Well,
I'm pretty sure
it was a serious side. I don't know why you had it on, but that's what I was asking.
No, well, she's coming on because she wants to talk about some issues. She wants to talk about what we're talking about tomorrow.
Excellent. All right, brother.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I think it's cool when someone wants to just come in and have a conversation. So we're not going to get into anything about her. I'll ask a few questions, but for the most part, it's all about the topics on Sunday, baby. It's all about the topics. The show is bigger than the
piece. She's going to sit on it. She's going to sit on the panel with us.
With us? I didn't know that you were coming. I thought you weren't going to be there tomorrow.
You shut up, Lori.
I thought you weren't showing up. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. There it is, Miss Elias.
You know what?
Coming. Oh, well. She'll be with us. I'm not sure about
what the hell
you.
Was that?
Huh?
What was what?
What the hell was that?
That was somebody laughing.
What
was
what?
That was laughing, Miss Elias.
That.
Fox, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ernest has recorded himself laughing. That's who the hell it sounds like. But anyway.
No, that's not me. That is not my life. That is Latrice Royale from RuPaul's Drag Race. It's big, big old brother that was in prison. He's got the funniest laugh, and I thought, I have just got to use this on the show. So there it is.
There it is. You got it. There you go. I love it when people explain what the sound effects are. Great, Ernest. That's a good job. So anyway,
I'm like, that ain't me laughing.
I love it. But Dr. Rizzo D, I didn't think you were showing up tomorrow. Are you going to be there tomorrow morning?
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Dean, you knew
that I was going to be there in the first place unless I tell you otherwise. You don't want me to be there. You know what? I am so tired of you guys just treating me like
Wait a minute.
Hey,
don't
categorize me in that. This is not the boo-hoo princess
of the show, okay? But you guys don't treat me like you love me. And I love you so much.
Don't
treat me like I'm a child or something.
Stop acting like Tito.
Jermaine, get her some tissue.
Slow down, Tito.
Stop acting like Tito Jackson, all right?
Wait a minute, Dr. Delia. I treat you like that?
Yes.
No, okay, you know what? I have to say, Mr. Elias does not treat me like that.
Oh, you
are. And you know what? Our Detroit visit, his Detroit visit will never be the same. We've got a new awakening. I know you say you had a woman the weekend before, but I don't think you had one this past week.
What the hell are you talking about?
She's
referencing that to me, fellas.
I'm talking about Miss Elliott.
Stop it. He doesn't want you. Why are you throwing yourself at him like this? He doesn't want you to talk to Prince. I don't ever throw myself at anyone, honey.
Trust me. Yes, you are.
Okay, ladies first last night, they were talking about the President of the United States, and here comes Dr. Horny Ardelia.
Oh, my gosh, don't say stuff like that. Hush now.
If I was looking for a man, I sure wouldn't mind having me some B.O.
No, I did not say that.
That's probably why she doesn't have a man. She's got B.O.
No. What? No, this is what I said.
He didn't ask for an explanation.
Is a signature of a man. He's a signature.
Okay, we
not
heard it, yes.
Of a man. And I said that if I was in the market for a man,
if you were
that would be the no.
Be,
if I were
yeah.
in the market for a
you
man,
mean,
that would be my signature.
Okay, gotcha.
That my signature
thank
item.
Okay, yeah. We do that. Yes, thank you for explaining that.
Mr. Elias, could you let us know that I'm not in the market for a man?
Princess Ardelia has let us know.
Not in the market for a man, fellas.
She's what?
She's not in the market for a man.
Yes,
all the stuff she was saying to me was just to make me feel better about myself.
That's right.
Thank you, Dr. Ardelia. I do feel better about myself.
Thank you, baby.
You know what? You should, because you are one hell of a man. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. It was great.
By the way, that was a buzzer for the other thing, not for her saying he was a man. That was a buzzer for what she said before that. Just so we know.
Both of them. Anyway,
I couldn't get to it fast enough.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
That was not a diss to Mr. Elias. That was what she said just before that.
What did I say?
I don't even know.
Oh, now you don't know what you're talking about either. Okay, 347-8501-2. 72 is our caller number, 347-8501-2. Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. We invite you to call in to QOD. The question of the day we're asking you guys, okay, look, if you had a sibling who was in a domestic violence situation, how would you handle it? Now, and so Ernest is saying that what did you say, Ernest? You said you're going
to
stay out of
it? No, I said I've had it happen, and if I lived closer to my brother and we weren't on opposite ends of the coast, if I was nearby and he needed me to come over, I would certainly be there. But it's a little different because he's a man. He can handle his house. But if he felt like he needed some backup, I would be there. I'd talk to him like, bro, are you okay? Do you need some help? Because I might be gay, but I can still kick some ass. So if you need me, call me.
All 500 pounds, you're going to go beat up on a woman. Wow.
100 pounds, jackass.
Oh, okay, 400 pounds. Sorry, I gave you
listen,
you
no matter what it is, don't get on my bad side in Houston then, okay? Because
I don't give a damn about getting on your bad side in Houston.
I'll take you down in Houston, brother. I'll take you down and you'll go down.
Don't worry. That would be nothing but
you'll be my bitch by the end of the week.
Ain't going to be nobody's bitch. You'll get knocked out and come out and mess with me.
I said there's going to be nothing but peace in Houston. Peace. It's going to be peace, love, and happiness.
Who are you, Don Cornelius? What the hell are you talking about? Put your ass down.
Peace, love, and
soul. Whatever. All right. 347-851-1272. All right, look, okay, we have another situation I want to bring up here. We're a community radio show. Let me tell you what I was approached with last week, okay? For those of you all who may not know, Jay King is a, you know, Jay King, Mr. Club Nouveau, you know, he was with Club Nouveau.
Oh, I know Jay King.
Yeah, Jay King. He has
He's got a show on BTR.
Yeah, he has a show on the network here on BTR. He came to me last week and said, hey, Jay Ryle, I want y'all to come up on my network. So I said, So
who is Jay King?
We just said who he was. Do we need Q-tips for your ears?
He put together the group Timex Social Club, and when they broke up, he put together the group Club Nouveau.
He had a popular hit
with Situation Number 9, Lean On Me, et cetera. He was the brain.
I got it right away.
Okay, thank you. So anyway. So he came to me, and he said he wanted us to come up with this network. So I made a couple of phone calls, and people, you don't want to do that. You know, why are you going to go over there on his network? You know, y'all better than him, blah, blah, blah. I said, look here, I'm going to bring it to the radio fam, and we're going to have a conversation. Now, first of all, I told Jay King when I spoke with him that, first of all, we're not going to do a new show on your network. That's not going to happen. What we can do is simulcast on your network, but we're not going to move over there on your network. So I want to. So Mr. Elias, what do you think? Do you think that's something that
we should simulcast?
So y'all think that that's a good idea to simulcast?
Yeah, simulcast.
Jay King has some pretty nice. He has a nice audience. There's no lie about that. You know, bottom line is, you know, I think it'll help both parties out. I mean, you know, what the hell is that?
It's Princess of.
Oh, that's Miss Elias.
Put a break
on it, Princess, while we're trying to figure it out? Jesus Christ.
Oh, you do stop.
You know what?
Right,
and why don't you just stop? Take a seat if you can.
Thank you. So anyway, so it looks like, Ernest, let me ask you, what do you think, Ernest? I'm not sure if it's going to be Saturday or Miss Elias. Oh, there wasn't a burglar alarm going off. Should we call 911? Maybe he's under duress.
Telephone, bro. No.
He
don't need
your help,
man. He don't need your help.
And I can't get up.
I've fallen
and I can't get up.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Ernest, what do you think? I'm not sure if it's going to either be Saturday or Wednesday. I'm not sure. We haven't talked about any of that. We had one conversation. I'm not even sure if it's going to happen. But, you know, something I wanted to talk about last on Wednesday, but I completely forgot. But, okay, we're talking about it now. What do you think?
Well, you know, the Saturday show is what I would be concerned with. As long as we, you know, he understands. Yeah. In short, as long as I can still hook up to you guys like we do, because we put out a great show on TJR's Radio Network and on Ernest Radio Network. So as long as we can still do that, then if he wants us on Saturday from 6 to 8 o'clock Eastern, then so be it. Let's, you know, call his switchboard. I'll call yours, and, you know, we'll have a hot little freeway. No, I'm just kidding. We'll look at more people.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
But, no, I, you know, if you're going to do that on any given night, I don't see why not, as long as, you know, you're allowed to keep the integrity of your show as far as how you do things. You know, not bringing it down a notch, but just how you do things, your format, things like that. As long as, you know, there's an area you agree on, then sure. Why not?
We're going to be able to matter. I think look,
maybe give it a trial run for like a week or two. Do it for a couple weeks and see.
Tell him that,
ask him how the feedback is.
That's a good idea. A pilot simulcast for a couple of weeks. That's a real good idea. I have to say so myself.
Oh, well,
of course you didn't ask me.
You didn't ask me over here.
You always answer anyway, so what difference
does
it make?
Did Mr. Elias make it back? Or is he gone?
Calling 911. He definitely made it back in. That may have been
He's fallen and he can't get up. I'm telling you.
It's not funny after the 16th time, Princess. Just let it go, man. Let it go.
He just doesn't think anything is funny. That has to do with me saying
you have to face it.
Hear her at this point. Can we just go on?
We can, Ernest, if you like.
I'm like a thorn in his flesh.
Just hear mumbling. That's all I hear. So.
I thought I heard Miss Ilias. All right, look. All right. So anyway, so we, you know, once again, so we're talking about this whole thing. So it looks like everyone says, why don't we look at, you know, actually, you know, doing this? And so that's fine. We will we'll take. More than likely, it will probably be Wednesday because I'm looking at the chat room now. Well, not the chat room, but it's, you know, it shows who's online and all that stuff. Looks like he's on the air now anyway. So he's on the air or someone on his network's on the air. So you never know. So anyway, it may be the Wednesday show. But we thought we'd ask the peeps and see what happens. And so if you have any suggestions whatsoever, send us an email to jrileshow@live.com, the J-R-I-L show at live.com. And the thing that's still amazing to me, Dr. Prince Zodia, is that people still call me J Real. They'll listen to the show. Hey, what's up, J Real? I'm like, it's J Rao. I mean, don't you hear me say J Rao? It's a J Rao show. Why are you calling me J Real? Come on, J Real.
You know, I used to do that
until
felt I
like real.
That your
it
last
felt
name
like,
was
well,
Riley.
Not even real. That's, you know what? That's actually Mnemonic's way of pronunciation to that word because it's not real at all. It's Rao. It's clearly Ryle. Well, I don't know. I think that's just, I don't know. I'm
well, thank
sure.
You. You've run out of things to say. Thank you so much. You just,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, she's just trying to talk.
Yeah, she was just trying to find some words. I don't know. Well, I'm trying to think of something.
Hey,
to go.
Speaking
go
of email, Jay, let's get, I want to bring up something real quick just for fun. Did you get the email I sent to your other email address earlier today?
No.
Absolutely not.
You did not.
Look
well, I'll bring it up real quick. Jesus, give me strength. I'm going to cut this girl.
Ernest, man.
There was an article on on CNN.com because we talked about this on the show maybe a couple weeks ago. I forget the exact topic. Oh, you were talking about Bobby Christina and her adopted brother. Remember when we were talking about that?
Yes.
Well, there was a CNN article, and it might still be on the entertainment section of CNN.com, where Morgan Freeman... Because everybody's talking about how he's dating his granddaughter, his step-granddaughter, whatever. Here's what he said. He is denying.
Wow.
Should we have some breaking news? Here, let's have some.
Oh, wow. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Morgan Freeman is not dating his step-granddaughter, does not plan on marrying her, and she says in a release statement that there is no kind of romantic relationship, and for people to think that, it is very hurtful to the family. So they are both denying reports, and because I guess there was a rumor of marriage that really started to come up, and that's when they finally addressed it and said, we're not romantically involved, there's no marriage, there's no intimate relationship like that, and it's hurtful to the family that people say that. So,
Ernest, I think maybe that should have been in Hollywood in 90 seconds, don't you think?
Right. Hello.
Well,
hello.
It could have been, but we didn't talk about Bobby Christina in the Hollywood at 90 seconds, so that's why I brought it up outside of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I figured you had some... Oh, is it okay with you, Princess? Is it okay? Is it okay? I figured Jay had topics for the Hollywood 90 seconds,
I didn't want to impede on that.
Why I brought it up in the first, because you know, kind of at the end of the first hour, we kind of just, you know, touch base on whatever, and I just wanted to bring that up, you know, in the last 10 minutes, 12 minutes,
whatever.
And
you know what? I'm going to not do what you see, and I'm going to say I understand.
Miss Elias is back.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure if that was his voice earlier. He didn't really say hello, but I thought I heard him. But welcome back, man. Do we need to call 911, man?
Yeah, you all right, man?
Why wouldn't it be?
Because it sounded like a fire alarm was going off when you got disconnected.
Did you fall? Oh, you couldn't get up? You fell and couldn't
Let
get up?
Let him answer. Let him answer.
Someone is endeavoring to contact you telephonically.
Oh, man, get that, because they're going to start cussing, man. Oh, get that thing. That thing, baby, cussing, man. Get that thing off. Oh,
Mr. Elias?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I missed you, darling.
I missed you, too, though.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm so glad that you're back.
Get a room.
Oh, yes. Jesus Christ. Mr. Elias is a pimp, though. I mean, I have to give Mr. Elias credit. He's a pimp, man, because bottom line is that he you know.
What,
this,
hey, can we go on with the show, man? Can we go on with the show?
Well, this is just talk radio. What do you want us to do, sing? Like, we're talking.
Man, it ain't got
are we not
going to
talk
what now? Doing, man. Can we go on with the show, brother?
Okay, fine, Mr. Elias. Why don't you tell... Okay, where do you want to go with it, Mr. Anchorman?
Where do I want to go with it?
Yeah.
Let's talk... I mean, we're talking about how much weight I'm going to talk. Let's talk about how much you've lost, Jack.
Oh, man. Come on. Let's not go there, dog.
Oh, damn. Oh, you
not
oh,
everybody
you
on the panel
tonight,
has to be ugly about it, Mr. Elias. Take the high road, man. Take the high road.
Well, let me do this.
Ask the question. That was
I didn't answer the question.
Mind.
Okay, let me answer the question about the domestic violence. I didn't answer that question.
Well,
yeah,
if,
yeah.
If my sister calls me and says that some man is hitting on her, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be on the first thing smoking. And when I get there, I'm coming there with my fist balled up. Matter of fact, this happened. When my sister called me and told me that her fiancé at the time had pushed her, and she was just telling me about the situation. She didn't call to tell me about the push part because she knows I am. She just kind of said what had happened. You know, they were just having a disagreement, and I'm just talking, you know, being a brother. And she said, well, then he pushed me. I said, whoa, stop. Back up. He did what? He pushed me. I said, oh, put him on the phone. And so he got on the phone. I said, let me tell you something, Chief. I said, you have approximately 3.5 hours to be out of her house by the time I show up, because I'm finna go get on an airplane and I'm on my way. And then my sister said, I don't know what you said to him, but whatever you said to me, packed his bags and left. Let me tell you something.
You
can't put your hands on my sister. I'm gonna tell you right now, because this ass whooping's coming. I'm telling you, somebody will get their ass kicked if somebody will get their ass kicked. That's all I can say. Somebody will get their ass kicked.
Now,
somebody
Jay, let me turn this around on you, though.
What you say?
Let me turn
this
around on you. What if your sister said to you, let's say you lived in the same city and you saw him shove her or, you know, get a little too physical with her, and she said, Jay, back off. Don't worry about it. That's my man.
No, that's not going to work either.
You're still going to step in?
I'm a no. That's not going to work either.
Now, let me ask you, is it because...
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Is it because not only she's your sister, or is it because of a woman? Because, you know, you're not supposed to hit a girl. Is it a combination of that? I mean, why are you really going to step in if she says, Jay, I got this, bro. I got it. I got this.
Because she's my sister. That's why I'm going to jump in. Because when I jump in, I'm whooping ass. When I'm whooping some ass, I'm telling you, I'm whooping ass. It ain't going to happen. No one's going to put their hands on my sister. I'll deal with her ass later. But you're not, first of all, it's disrespectful for you to think you can hit my sister in front of me. Have you lost your damn mind? Do you see how big I am? Oh, hell no. That's ass-whooping time. That's
so,
ass-whooping
in other words,
time.
You got your shirt off.
No. When
now
I whoop his ass,
the question from Australia.
When I whoop his ass, he is going here. Taking his ass to the other
room. I'm about to say yeah.
Kicking ass. He is going to the upper home, Mr. Elias.
Give it in the world, older living Negro.
Boom, there it is. I'm telling you right now. That's what's going to happen.
Calm down, man.
Oh, okay. You got to start
up.
I am proud
of you.
Okay,
I'm proud of you.
Okay, whoop somebody's ass. You can't say that now.
I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I know my ex-husband.
See, I don't have a sister, so I don't. But I have female cousins that are like my sisters that I grew up with, and I would probably react the same way because they're half Chinese, so they're little bitty people. You know, they're not over 5 feet tall.
Well,
so anybody come along hitting on them or pushing them around, I would certainly be the same way. I think I would step in. It's different when you have just a brother, you know, just a male sibling. That because it's like he can handle his house. If he needs help, call me. But if it's a girl, I think I would get in the middle of it.
Can I ask a question for you guys?
On the Bugs Bunny when everybody's fighting, that's what it would be like.
Go ahead.
My question is, okay, since most of you on the panel consider me to be little sis,
no, we
except
don't.
For you, Mr. Elias. Well, the rest of you consider me to be little sis.
Stop. You're not going to slip that in. Now, I see what you're doing. I see. No, hell no. I see what you're doing. I see what you're up to. No, hell no. No. You're not going to do this. Oh, no, hell no. Get out of here.
Gotta go.
No. I know what you up to. I got to have a moment for you to bring your ass back in here. Let me tell you something. You slowly but surely trying to set up this encounter with you and Mr. Elias. I don't know what Mr. Elias has done to you and Momo B, but whatever it is, Mr. Elias, man, you need to sell it because I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you need to put that stuff in a bottle and sell it, man.
Yeah, I don't know, Mr. Elias.
Man, look.
What?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You are now free to rejoin the broadcast.
Now, what'd you say, Dr. Princess O'Day? Now, go ahead and say what you have to say before we go to break.
I was just going to say, considering that I am little sis, if I called you and I was in a pickle, some man was trying to put his hands on me and he wanted to knock me upside my head, would you rescue me?
Wow, that's so many jokes.
Let me think about
there.
That. Hold on a second now.
So many jokes. Wait, now I'm going to let some other people get their jokes in first before I get mine.
Now, by all means, if you call me for some help, I would help you out. By all means.
You're not a little brother, Miss Elias. You may be the one we may be knocking out. The way she's talking, you may be your ass.
So listen, I would get in there and I would go over to the guy and I'm like, listen here, man. Does she deserve it? Did she start it? Because if she started it, I'm gonna cut you loose right now.
So
I need to know how it got. I need to know how the eruption happened. Because I have a feeling this Jabberjaw over there spited somebody. So, you know, you made your bed, you got to lay down in it, bruises and all.
Oh, that is so unfair. That is so unfair. Okay, what about you, Jay? Would you be there to rescue your little sister after some guy sat up there and put his big ball fist in my face and sucked me up and I said, Jay, please go and rescue
Girl,
me.
Girl, that might
Would
be the
be
first action you've had in 5 years. You better take what you can get.
What?
Ding.
Big Brother Jay. Big Brother Jay, would you be there for me?
Let me think about it for a second.
Don't start that Big Brother Jay stuff. This ain't school days.
Let me think about this for a second. Would I be there if somebody... What, are you saying would I make a special trip?
Whatever it means. I'm asking if...
Well, I'm not going to get on no plane to come rescue your ass like if I'm here. That's not going to happen. But if I'm around, I say to put the brother on the phone. I say, call 911. So what do you want me to do? You fly out there? Come on. I'm not going to get on a plane to come up there. Now, if it happened
okay.
in front of me, I won't let that happen. But
you
I'm not going
to do that for the average Joe. I'm
well,
talking
there
about.
There you go. You are smarter than I thought you were. You're smarter than the average bear. Absolutely.
Then I have one thing to say to all of you. Except for you, Miss Elias. But the rest of you.
Oh, see,
do
she
you
did
love
it again.
Me?
She did it again.
Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? No.
What the hell?
Pass a stone? What was the hell
of
that?
Little boundary box. And we're going to close this box. And we're going to throw this ditch in the ocean.
Could you people get your act together? I am sick of this crap.
Hell was that? And on that note, we are going to step out and take our first break of the evening. This is Jay Ryle Show on the TGRS Radio Network. Online radio at its best.
It's time for the old school get hype song, dog.
Oh,
This is a test.
As we jump into the second set with laughter, a hearty laughter from Topic Style. Welcome back in, folks. 347-850-1272.
A show for women, by women. Is your resident map of the South, my little daughter.
Good Sunday morning to you, folks, and welcome into the serious side of the TJRS, broadcasting live from the Smooth Jazz Jazz Cafe.
Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You are tuning in to the True Purpose Development Show. Tonight, we...
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it!
Misty, I'm gonna start with you. I'm gonna ask you a couple of things, and you tell me whether it's freaky or not freaky. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
I'm so ready for this. I'm so ready.
Here's scenario number one. You're standing on your bed, butt naked, with your hands against the wall, and someone is pouring champagne down your back and it's sliding between your booty cheeks. Do you compare? Do you call that freaky or not freaky, baby?
Can we put a tart on that? Girl, I would drink that out of the crack of your ass. Don't think I would.
Oh my God.
Crystal and the pistol, okay?
Oh my God.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. For years, his name has been synonymous with weather.
Active weather all across the country.
He's Al Roker. And he's here to start your day.
Good morning, everybody. We are live.
Wake up with Al. Weekday mornings at 6 and 10. Only on the Weather Channel.
Do you know what time it is? Yeah,
it's time for the second set, yo.
What you talking about?
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
Of the day, round, show.
Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock a.m., Janet Huber will be in the house. Aunt Viv, yeah, we know who she is from the Fresh Prince. She'll be here tomorrow hanging out with us on the Sirius side. Welcome back in. 347-850-1272 is our call number, 347-850-1272. On the beautiful Saturday, Jay Ryle Show on the TJRS Radio Network. Online radio is best, and also on ERN Radio Network, hanging out with everyone. WCWK Radio, tag Facebook. BTR with the other, with the brothers hang out, you know, all over the place. We appreciate everyone who's listening to the show. The QOD, the question of the day, we're talking about, what would you do if your sibling was in a domestic violence situation? Mr. Elias said he would turn the other cheek. Dr. Princess O'Dea would be pissed off at her if her brother turned the other cheek. Ernest will go over to his brother's house and beat up on some female. And, of course, I would say...
I never said that.
I thought that's what you said you would do. You would go over there. Oh, okay. Maybe I'm
I
lying.
Said
okay.
If he needed help in some way, I'm going to be there for him. And I didn't say I was going to hit a girl. I might take her in the hand and guide her outside, you know.
Take her to death.
No,
I'll just put her outside or, you know, drag him outside. Whatever
force.
It takes to break it apart.
No, he's doing like what's the name said. I never hit a woman, but I shake the ish out of her.
Yeah.
I have no clue. You're not answering for me. The views and opinions of Motormouth have nothing to do with Ernest Radio Network.
The venom, man. Come on, man. You know, come on. Can we be Rodney King? Come on, Ernest. The venom in your voice.
Can we
voice.
All just get along?
Lord have mercy, Jesus. All right, folks, look, coming up in a few minutes, Hollywood in 90 seconds. And, of course, Ernest, I hope you have something to contribute to Hollywood in 90 seconds.
I guess
you
I got to go look something else up now.
Well, yeah, because you told the other story already. Like, Ernest, that's
I didn't
Hollywood
know I was carrying away
story.
To this one. I'll go find something now.
Yeah, go find something real quick. Me and you would do Hollywood in 90 seconds. All right, look, a lot to get into. Once again, earlier in the show, we were talking about the possibility of simulcasting with the J. King Radio Network, and it looks like all my colleagues are saying it's something that we should do, and so we're going to consider that. But, you know, one of the things that I always, and that I think we all run into, is that these people on BTR Radio, yeah, I'm going to say this, oh, you stealing my listeners, this, that. You know, I hate when I hear that, Mr. Elias. Listen, it's not about stealing listeners. What are you talking about? People should be able
to listen
to
what they want to.
Yeah, exactly. There are a lot of people that are here on BTR Radio because of us. So stop it with that nonsense. Oh, it irks the hell out of me. And we're not illustrating some sign of surrender because we're a simulcast on another show. We simulcast on a lot of websites, some authorized and some not, apparently. So, who cares?
Yeah.
As long as they hear us.
The way that and in that defense, the way Earnest Radio Network and the TGR's Radio Network started to do the Saturday thing was a very organic thing. So ain't nobody trying to steal from anybody. You know, we put our talents together that we were doing anyway, and we put it out to more people. That's what we're here for.
Like the Wonder Twins. Like Wonder Twins Unite.
Yeah.
Something
Wonder
like
Twins
that.
Wonder Twins Activate.
Yeah.
Form
yeah.
of a gay brother.
Well,
because that's what
say?
You thought I was. That's what you thought I was, a gay black dude.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about you. Handle your own business, man. Handle your own Wonder Twin business.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I got you. I'm with you.
Put your purple suit
on
your damn self.
Yeah, well, no problem. All right, thank you, Ernest. No problem. All right. So, getting back to Miss Elias, let me go back to you on this question of the day. So, Miss Elias, okay, I can see if your sister called and said, hey, he's beating me up, come over. You're saying that you're not going to go over there at all?
I call the cops for it. That's it, man. Tell him, been there, done that. I'm telling you, here's the thing, though. I'm going to challenge Elias on this. And she hit the hell out of me with that. I was like, what is your problem? I felt just like you. He slapped my sister in front of me, so I'm about to handle my business with this cat. Nope. Not at all. I'm telling you, because I grabbed him, I threw him on the ground, I started on him, and she's like, bang! I'm like, I'll be there. All right, go ahead. This is between y'all two. I'm out of here.
Maybe she was doing it. Maybe she hit you upside the head because she figured you were about to kill the man.
I was going to let him know. I wasn't playing with him. And if he put his hands on my sister again, he was going to have to face me again. That's what I wanted them to know. But, hey, if she dealt with it. Because he took her ass to her lap and continued to do what he had to do.
Okay. So, Ernest, what were you about to say?
Well, I was going to say, in that moment, she told him to back off. It could have been for any reason. I don't know. He hasn't presented it. Maybe he doesn't know. But I would think, though, Mr. Elias, if your sister actually called and said, Les, I need your help now, and you knew that she was serious and it wasn't just messing around, I would assume that you'd do a little more than call just 911. You're taking a very passive-aggressive approach. Like, you'll do something,
nope.
But you're not going to put your shoes on and get out of the house for it.
Nope, I'll call the police.
Okay.
That's what they can do.
If she called you, she could call the police. What are you doing?
I'll call the police. Because any call of
911, they have to send somebody out. So she could just call 911 on a cell phone and leave it somewhere, you know, that he doesn't see it, and the fight's going on, and they'll hear it and send somebody out. So what good are you doing?
Well, hey, exactly. So she should call the police from the beginning. That sister can never call me again.
So what if your sister got really hurt and put in the hospital in a coma, and it could have been prevented if you had just showed up and got in between it and pulled her out of there or pushed him out of there?
And what if I went over there and she shot me for jumping on her husband, and I'm in the hospital?
What kind of damn hell
you have? That wasn't a question, man. That wasn't a question, man.
It happened to my father.
Okay, we're not going to get anywhere with this, man.
Yeah,
I respect his position. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I respect it. You know, agree to disagree.
Okay, Miss Elias, let me switch around. What if one of your nieces called and said that, hey, Uncle Les, my boyfriend just slapped the hell out of me? What would you do then?
Jay, it's a different scenario. You said my sibling.
I'm asking you about your niece now. I know it's a different scenario. That's why I asked a different damn question, clown. So what would you do?
Depends on it. What situation I've been in. Is she married to this guy?
I said boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Hmm. Yeah, I probably would take him out. I probably would take him out.
Okay, what if it's your sister's boyfriend?
If it's a sister that did this to me the last time?
No, another sister, Miss Elias. I don't know, man. You know, do we need to have a family hugging? What the hell are you doing? I mean,
no. Like, I'm trying to tell you.
You know what?
You're less from what you get from. And my sister, she dealt with abuse for the longest. And no matter what anybody said, that was her husband. No matter what. That's my husband. That's my husband. Gotcha. So you learn your lesson.
I think, guys? I think that Mr. Elias is not saying that he would not, he's not saying that he would not support her. That's not his MO, that he doesn't support his siblings or he wouldn't support his nieces.
What does that mean, support somebody? What does that mean? You're standing on the side of the curb with a pom-pom?
No,
what does that mean?
Hello? I'm saying that he's not saying that he's not, he's the type of person that would just stand by the wayside for any reason. It's just that in that specific scenario, as it relates to his
sister. He said he would call the police and that's it.
Am I talking to you? No.
You're always talking. I just got to work it in, so. He said he wouldn't do anything but call the cops.
But then the next question was, well, what would you do if it was your nieces? And I was just saying, I don't think this is a question of if he would jump on a bandwagon if something happened to his nieces or whatever. I think his issue is specifically only as it relates to his sister. Am I right or wrong, Mr. Elias? Mr. Elias?
What the hell is up with your voice? Am I right or wrong, Mr. Elias? Am I seductive as I talk about domestic violence?
What is this, 976 True Purpose? What the hell is going on?
What the hell is that? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, am I right or wrong, Mr. Elias? Should I put my boobs up to the radio so you can feel them? What the hell is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? Is that your
calm your ass down because your horniness is bleeding all over the air.
Jay.
We are afraid.
I am not in need of anything.
You do want to date those Aries, though. You gotta tell the truth.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, you do.
Watch yourself. No, absolutely not.
Okay, fine.
I don't
need anything.
Let's get to Hollywood.
Mr. Elias was just here in Detroit just a week ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't with you. I'm next.
You're right. Next.
Hollywood, 90 seconds coming up right now.
Hey, did you hear, so you know J-Lo has a younger boyfriend now, right?
Did they have a Q&A with Beyonce?
The whole time, I definitely was thinking, everyone knows, everyone can see.
Hey, I'm Chrissy Cavallari.
Hi, I'm Regina King.
What's up, it's your girl Megan Good.
It's time for Hollywood in 90 seconds. Let me just start off with the big story for me. Snooki says she is a bisexual. Wow, Mr. Elliott. She says she go both ways, dog.
Well, God bless her, man. That's what she likes. That's what she likes. I'm not mad at her. You know.
Ooh, I bet you not.
No, I ain't mad at her.
Both ways. Okay, first of all, to me, she is ugly as hell. She should go both ways to increase her chances of getting to sleep with somebody with her ugly hands.
Her booty potential.
Oh, she's ugly. That's an ugly woman there, boy. So Snooki says she is bisexual. Well, Dr. Prince Lundy, do you even know who Snooki is?
Snooki?
Snooki. You say Snooki or Snooki? She wouldn't have asked that question.
I know. Good. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Ernest, look, man, give us a story, man. We only have 90 seconds. Go.
Hey, listen, it came out earlier this week or within the past few days. There's rumors that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are dating. Does anybody really give a crap? And what is their couple name going to be? I'm thinking Kim-ye.
Well, that's what I'm hearing, too, man. And, yeah, you're right. Who gives a damn? But Kanye West has said he has a crush on Kim. I tell you, after you saw that big booty bounce on the video, he want to get with it like everybody else, man.
I think he's going to crush it against his sheet. Yeah.
Mr. Elias, man, what you think about Kanye, man?
Hey, man, look, man. He probably seen the video like you said. Like, man, I got to have some of that. Because that's the same thing everybody is saying.
I know.
No, not everybody's saying that.
Well, not Chris Humphries.
Those who like women.
Not Chris
Humphries.
He's talking very hard to live down, unfortunately.
Oh, shit.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, Gruden Storm.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, Princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's news you can use on the TJRS Radio Network.
Orland Wilson
is stressed out after making national headlines, claiming to have won the Mega Millions jackpot, $105 million after taxes.
Did you really win the lotto, or did you make up this story?
I didn't make up this story.
Did you really win?
Let me tell you how this story starts.
On Monday, the 37-year-old mother of seven told me she won Mega Millions and hid the winning ticket. Her McDonald's co-workers said they're entitled to some of that money. 15 of them pooled together and asked Merlan to buy the tickets. She says she bought the tickets at this 7-Eleven a few blocks away.
Now, she also told me that she sent a friend back to this 7-Eleven to buy a separate ticket for her. She claims that that ticket has the winning number.
Are you going to claim the ticket?
He's lost vomit.
Did you lose the ticket?
I misplaced it.
You now have misplaced the ticket.
I don't even know.
Merlan reportedly said she hid the ticket in McDonald's.
Near the fries, the hamburgers, the buns, the McFlurries.
I don't know where I get the story from. How am I going to have a ticket and then I hide and be at the McFlurry machine?
Maryland lottery officials say the ticket was bought at 7-Eleven, but no one has claimed it yet.
Here's the bottom line. Did you win Mega Millions, or did you make up this story to get attention?
I did not make up no story to get no attention.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
And I came out. It was very difficult for me. But I said this was a year of authenticity. And so I had to come real so you guys can just enjoy the show.
I guess she did come out. She did come out.
What, she said she was gay?
I guess it says she came out. Princess O is a less. LOL with the teams.
You know what? Everybody,
that's a breaking news right there, man. Hit the damn breaking news button. Dr. Princess O'Dea is gay. Don't tell everybody. Put it out there, man. Where's the breaking news?
Rewind.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
Saturday is the Saturday.
Saturday.
You know what time it is.
Brother, what we call drugs is 74 Street Baptist Church. We call a city sin.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Unbills in the house, tomorrow morning on the serious side. That's right, Jenna Cuba will be here discussing some of the most important issues on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. That number is 347-850-1272. As we continue with the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show, I'm chilling with my beast, Mr. L.E.S. in the house. What's up there, big dog?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Dr. Princess O'Dea, the queen of inspirations in the house. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Look at you, you're dime. And of course, Big E's in the house. Big E's in the house. What's up, baby boy? Oh, now, see, he did that.
Large and in charge, chunky yet funky.
I like both the chunky and the funky part. That's what they.
Big Daddy.
I know.
I got something for your ass.
No, you don't. You're going to get your ass knocked out. Oh, let me get back. I'm sorry. He just took me off.
Hey, I can take a little slap and tickle, Big Daddy.
Oh, no, hell no. Okay, 347-851-2272 is the caller number. I was confused. Let's get back to the show. It's Saturday. Let's reset the table for you. Okay, the GOD question of the day. What would you do if your sibling was in a domestic violence situation? How would you respond to that? And of course, Mr. Elias has said he'll turn his back on his sister. Dr. Princess O'Dea said that she would tell her brother to go to hell if he didn't show up. Ernest will go with his brother and beat up his wife and, you know, two big dudes beat up on a female. And me, I would jump on a plane and whoop ass if it happened to my sister. So anyway, lots to get into. Okay, look, okay. Let me tell you something, Stelian. Today is five questions, man. Five questions.
Hey, before you go there, you know. To where you're about to go.
Okay,
you got some
you're trying to buy time?
There.
Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to buy time? What are you trying to do?
I'm saying we got to take care of business, man.
Okay, well, you're talking like you're trying to bring something in. We can hear what you're trying. Okay, before you go there, before you really get to that topic, before you, I'm looking for the button. Oh, there it is. I knew we were looking for something. Oh, ooh. Bumblebee, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Oh, hell, we're breaking the rules now. We're breaking the rules. Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm talking for my kid. My kid, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
Look for your mama. That's what she said, Frank. That's what she said. Looking good and late. We're breaking the rules. We don't usually play no intros this late in the damn show. But you know what? Because Mr. Elias and it's his girlfriend, I guess that's why we're doing it tonight, huh, Mr. Elias?
Anyway, Momo B, how you doing tonight, baby?
Hey, thank you, Miss Elias, for the beautiful intro. Thank you, thank you.
Listen, if we're going to give her an intro, then...
Oh, you know what? I thought that you guys were just recording. Did you guys ask me
a Hello.
Hello, Mama V. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Hello, Mama
V. Was I a day late,
Thanks.
Dollar short?
Yes,
I think
that
was.
As usual.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Hi, Mama V. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Hi.
Yeah, we're so excited you're here today because, you know, you tricked us into staying on the air for freaking 9 hours on Wednesday. But that's okay. I mean, we did it for you.
Thank you. That was fun. Thank you very
much. Yeah, I bet you it was.
I love you.
Well, yeah, well, everybody wants to call in now. My goodness. All right, 347-850-1272 is the caller number, 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, man?
We have the very lovely Miss Terry on the line.
Miss Terry?
Hey.
Oh,
hey,
hell.
How are you?
Hey. What'd I do?
What did you do now?
What did
Hi,
I do?
Princess.
Hi, Miss Terry. How are you?
Hi,
thanks
Ernest.
For joining us.
Hey, Miss Terry girl. How you doing?
I'm good. Hi, Mama B.
Hi, Miss Terry.
Oh,
we
both
feel left out.
Hey, Big Daddy Yum Yum.
Oh, there you go, girl. Give it to me
easy
the right way, baby. Give it to me the right way, girl. That's baby. What's happening, girl?
Unbelievable.
Oh, gosh.
Leave her alone.
I just wanted to say that. It just kind of rolls off your lips.
Don't it, girl? It rolls off your lips, don't it, baby? Say it one more time. Say it one more again, and let's see if you can really put your back into it when you're saying this time. Put your back into this time, girl.
I can't say it again.
You let peer pressure get to your ass. You know you want to say it again, but you're going to let them push you off away. See, look here. I'm telling you, you are messing up the knock on your door at midnight in August, girl. You got to stay on track.
Whatever.
Stay on track.
Jay, nobody's going to be there for you, okay? Come on.
Well, shut
stop
up.
Stop dreaming.
They ain't going to be knocking down your door either, chatterbox.
Thank you.
Yes, they
be
will.
By your damn self. Hey, Jay, you want to play some dominoes? Hell no. Get the hell away from me.
Oh, we'll play Bones, but it ain't like that, my friend.
You ain't lying. Hey, Jay, since I'm not doing nothing, can you ever play some Scrabble or something? No, I'm having a party. Get your ass out of here. Wanna play some bid with some Uno? What the hell are you calling me for, girl? We're having a party. Sit your ass down. Well, Missy, listen, hold on, girl, because, you know, we got to go to this last break, baby. Can you hang out for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Why are you saying like that? Yo, are we twisting your damn arm? Do you have someplace else you have to go?
I'm
sitting out here in the beautiful California sun.
Oh, why don't you just rub that in? Why don't you? Thank you.
Hey,
California. I don't recall asking you what the weather was, but I guess you wanted to volunteer that information. But okay.
Yes, I did.
She's channeling Princess Odelia with the TMI vibe.
Oh my God! Yeah, get her. Okay. All right, we're stepping out for the third final set coming up on the J Rouse Show. Ooh, my peeps in the house, and she called me Big Daddy Yum Yum. I'm loving it. We'll be right back.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Hey, yo, what up, what up? It's Kel Spencer, the Brooklyn Spartan.
It's your boy, Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And I'm
here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods will be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock, who there, you know. Knock-knock, who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Hey, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I listen to the Jerry Ed Show. Man, them dudes kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it. What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about, baby?
I listen to... I tune into Jay on the J. Ryle Show.
Rewind. Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
See?
Point blank, it is what it is.
No, fellas, they can do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my new friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
What's up?
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third and final set of the J. Rao Show. All right, folks, time to tell you what's coming up here on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best, starting with tomorrow morning, once again, all time Central Standard Time. Tomorrow morning, Sirius Line, Unviv will be in the house. Janet Hubert will be here. The first Unviv, not the second Unviv, the dark one, not the light one. She'll be here tomorrow morning along with attorneys Kimberly C. Smith and Michelle Delancey. They'll be here talking about some of the important issues of the day. We're talking about poor versus rich. We're also talking about the George Zimmerman charges. A whole lot of things going down tomorrow morning, so stop on in before you go to church. 9 o'clock a.m. and listen to the serious side of the J. Rao Show. And don't forget to be back here on Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m., the two-hour edition, unless Momo B's, you know, lay a guilt trip on us. It may be the 4-hour edition, but it is the Wednesday edition of the J. Rao Show. Come on in. Who's Wednesday? Listening Lounge Wednesday. I'm telling you, if you need a midweek picker-upper, stop on in on Wednesday night to get your laugh on. Of course, if you want to get a down on, then tune in Thursday night so for the True Purpose Development Show. True Purpose Television Show with our very own Dr. Princess Aldea. The Queen of Inspiration. Stop by and get inspirized by the Queen. It's a great show. Come on in and be a part of it. Friday night before you go to the club, it's Ladies First Radio with my two Adonis and Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration. Stop on in and hang out with the ladies before you hit the club. Very good talk all about the ladies. Every Friday right here on the TGRS Radio Network. Ernest, man, tell people where they can get some of Big E in the house.
You don't want to tell them to come back here on Saturday?
No.
Okay, well.
Thank you.
You know, Ernest Radio Network is the fastest growing radio station on the internet. You can find out everything you need to know by heading over to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. We are on 5 nights a week with great shows like Political Gravity, Music Monday, The Geek Show, Ernest Experience Radio Show, and of course every Saturday we are right here at 6 o'clock Eastern with the TJRS Radio Network for Saturday edition. So head on over to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. You can find our Twitter, upcoming shows, past shows on demand, and a whole lot more. We'll see you there on the fastest growing radio station on the internet, Ernest Radio Network. Back to you.
Thank you, and explosion time. Come on, Momo, tell them where they can get some of the explosions, Momo B.
Yes, yes, yes. If you want to get your freak on, come over to the explosion for the evolutionary Momo B on Friday at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. Come on over and have fun and BYOB.
What does that mean, BYOBB? Bring your own bottle, baby, or bring your own bottle, bastard, or what the hell does that mean?
Stop on over, you'll see.
All right. Oh, hey, that's good. I love that. I love that. Of course, yeah. And, of course, you can check out GOG on Spricker.com. He's on tonight, I think. The GOG, Geo's Juke Joint on Spricker.com. Go on over there and type in GOG, and you can get GOG on Spricker.com. All right, listen, 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Let's reset the table for you one last time. The QOD, the question of the day. We're asking you, if your sibling was in a domestic violence situation, how would you respond to that? And, of course, it is time to get into what we really love to talk about. Ooh, five questions. Oh, my damn. I lost me some five questions. And, Miss, I'm going to tell you something. Miss Terry, you called in tonight, girl. So I'm thinking maybe you want to participate in five questions, girl. Are you ready to participate in five questions, baby?
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the rules. You
don't sound too excited.
I mean, yeah, you know, you don't, yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Guess I'll answer like five questions.
That's what we got to do.
Yeah, twisting my damn arm. Okay.
Wish I wouldn't
all right, here we go.
Let me try that again. Oh, I'm so excited. Yes.
There you go. Damn good job, girl. There you did good. And there you go. There you go. All right, five questions. And so here's the rules. You have to answer it in 7 words or less. Are you ready to throw down?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Would you kiss on the first date?
No.
Would you have sex on the first date?
Definitely no.
Would you pay for a meal on the first date?
Hell no.
Is your date about their children on the first date? Would you have children talk on the first date?
Yes.
Would
you
ask
children
about...
talk as first? No, no. Like, as far as me and them having kids?
Okay,
no.
Now you're going over several questions. Okay, damn it, you're going over several words. Okay, yes or no, girl? Yes or no? Make up your damn mind.
No.
Okay, would you ask about past relationships on the first date?
No.
All right, well, that is a done deal for you. Okay, let's go back and review. Let's go back and review some of them damn answers you gave. Why the hell would you want to kiss somebody on the first date, but then you don't want to give up? What the hell are you talking about? Why you not going to pay for the meal? That's what I want to know. Why you not going to pay for the damn meal? You ain't giving it up.
Well, look, if I'm asking him to go out, then I'll pay for the meal. I have no problems with that. But if he's asking me to go out, he's paying for the meal.
Oh, here we're back on this again.
Yeah, there
no,
it is.
That's just the way.
You need to pay for your own meal the first time around, all right?
No,
you agreed to go out to get to know
no.
each other. Pay for your own damn food.
No,
love you.
No, it doesn't go like that. Love you too, but it doesn't go that way.
Oh, wow.
It does go that way. Men ain't made of money. We ain't here to feed your ass if you ain't giving up no ass.
Well, I'm not giving up nothing.
Well, then you ain't getting your food paid for. How about that? You buy
your
own food.
Yeah, I agree with you, damn it. Your ass out of here. You ain't. What the hell's wrong with you? That's the women, though.
I see why you're single.
Yeah, that's why. You just took the word out of my damn mouth.
See why you're single, too, now.
Yeah, well, okay. All right, so Mama B, baby, are you ready for five questions, Gary?
Yes, I am.
All right, girl, here we go. What's the best part of sex?
Round two.
Damn.
Okay, what's the worst part of sex?
2 Minute Brothers.
Oh, damn. Would you sleep with a coworker?
Would I do what?
Would you sleep with a coworker?
Yes.
Oh.
Because she did. You can tell when her voice.
You can tell, yes, unfortunately.
She already did it. She already did it.
Okay, what you wouldn't do during a sexual encounter? What would you do during a sexual encounter?
What would I do?
Wouldn't do.
Oh, swallow.
Oh, hell. Back on table.
Okay, have you ever had sex outside?
Yes.
All right, thank you, Mama B. let's go back to, let's review some of the damn answers that you gave. Hold the hell on now. Wait a minute, hold on. You said, when I asked you what was the best part of sex, did you say round two?
Yes.
That's what she said.
Boy. Hey, who are you? Are you our official spokesman, Miss Elias?
That was before, my friend. That's right.
Oh, that'll be
nah,
right, my
back
friend.
Up off me.
Zip your pants
back
up. It ain't going to happen for you. It ain't going to happen for you, clown. Zip your pants
back
up.
Back up off, big belly man.
You almost started cussing. You sorry, sucker. All right, Miss Elias, man, are you ready for five questions?
No, I'm not. Go to somebody
yes,
else.
If you were getting all the ladies, how come you didn't ask me?
Well, right,
because you ain't a lady. Now,
I don't consider you.
First.
All right, fine, Dr. Prince O'Dea. Because you always, you're the wet blanket. That's why. You're the wet blanket. We're having fun rolling down. All of a sudden, you, I'm not going to answer that question because it's beneath me. You don't want to hear that today. Here we go. Before I ask you five questions, you have to raise your hand and say, repeat after me. Raise your right hand.
Yes.
I,
not
Dr.
That one,
Prince Aldea, the queen of inspiration and of Ohio.
I, Dr. Princess Cecilia. The queen of inspiration and Ohio.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will answer all questions without saying you know what unabated.
I will answer all questions without saying you know what.
So help me God.
So help me God. Oh my God.
By the way, I will let my kids have Christmas 1 year. Come on, let's say that too.
What? I will not partake in such a thing.
Okay, so help me, God.
Okay.
All right, fine. Okay, here we go.
I will have my children partake
and some festivities of Christmas.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure I did something for the kids. All right, here we go. Let me tell you what's going to happen to you right now. If you do not answer these damn questions, you are going to get a major mute violation. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Which means that your ass is going to be gone for the rest of the damn show.
Oh, no, that is not fair.
It is
that
fair.
That is totally fair. I am all behind that rule 100%.
I sure you are.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Let me off anyway.
Okay, well, here we go. So now, are you ready to answer five questions?
I am ready to answer five questions.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Question number one. When was the last time you had sex?
You know what?
You're a good chicken, man. You said, you know what?
Longer than a month ago.
How long did it last? How long did it last?
All weekend.
I'm trying to do fractions. Give her a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Was your partner satisfied?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, damn, all the bells coming off now. Okay. All right, good. So far, so good. You're doing good. Okay, so now, how many times have you and this person had sex? Totally. How many times have you had sex with this particular person?
I don't know.
Damn. That minute? Okay.
Well, yeah.
Don't get out your bad
okay. Will there be future sexual encounters with you and this person?
I'm sure.
Oh, damn. Oh. I'm shocked she answered all the damn questions.
She did. Yes, she did.
I mean, without any hesitation, she said she stuck her chest out and answered them damn questions. That's what I'm talking about. Damn.
Oh,
damn.
But you know what? I mean, it depends on whether or not it was an authentic truth or not.
Thank you. All right, okay. All right, Ernest, are you ready?
I'm ready to answer
your five questions.
Now, what did you say?
Ernest, bring on your five questions.
Ernest, are you ready to answer five questions?
I'm ready to answer, man. Bring on your worst.
All right, here we go. If you lost 10 pounds today, how much would you weigh?
10 pounds less than what I did yesterday.
Good answer. Would you lose 7 words? Good answer. How many times a day do you eat?
I eat about 3 to 4 times a day.
The last time you ate?
Was at 5:30 local time. I had some soup.
You answered the second question because I was going to ask you, what did you eat? So you had soup. Was it good?
It was so good.
How good was it?
It was good enough that I'm going to go get some more when this damn show is over. Vegetable soup, come on.
All right, man, hey, that was damn good. All right, 347-850-1272 is the call number, 347-850-1272. Okay, Mr. Elias, man, you are last on deck.
Yeah, it's time for break, ain't it?
We got to get the five questions in first, man. The five questions, let me tell you something. If you're listening on WCWK Radio, we're going to do just a little overtime because I love
man, I ain't going
questions.
Over. I got stuff to do tonight, man.
Get your song in, Mr. Elias.
Then he can leave. Mr. Elias can leave during the break if he answers the questions. Now he can just go during the break if he's got some stuff to do.
Hey
man, I ain't trying to be ugly to you. Don't get ugly with me, man.
Don't worry about that.
But he got the advantage.
Okay, Mr. Elias, man, are you ready for five questions?
No, not actually.
Well, here we go. We asked it in that way.
Oh, hell, this Joker ain't going to play.
If there was a Hall of Fame for sexy people, who would be your first inductee?
Lyle Hathaway.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid that
it is.
If there was a Hall of Fame for ugly people, who would be your first inductee?
J-Row.
Ah!
He didn't even hesitate.
Carl, I'd like to throw some hot grease on you.
Black ass. Had to interrupt
he didn't even hesitate.
Discipline your ass. All right, anyway, away. All right, if there was a Hall of Fame for obnoxious people, who would be your first inductee?
J-Rock.
Oh.
What about for dumb people?
J-Rock.
Okay, Miss Elias, what about interesting people?
Interesting people. Huh. Probably Barack Obama.
You know what? You get
wow,
no
I
head
guess
claps.
We don't
sorry, Seth, so I can't stand your black ass.
He ain't that
you get no head claps. You get no head claps. Tired of your
I
ass.
I don't care.
I bet you don't. All right. 347-850. What? It's the call number 347-850-1272. Okay, look, Momo B, baby. I think
yes.
It's time for you to get some more. Do you want some, you want, come on, do five. You want five more questions here?
Yes, and I want you to give Ernest five more, too.
Yeah, okay, I want five more. I want some sexy questions. I want something a little bit more than what I ate.
Yeah,
come on,
me
let's,
too.
Let's go, Momo.
Yeah, what kind of crap is that? I want to hear some real
yeah.
stuff.
That's because you nasty.
They called
that's
himself
why.
Being slick because he didn't want to ask him about that.
What?
Does that mean I didn't want to answer it?
You had good questions, Momo B. You had the most sexiest questions we had.
She did,
no,
yeah.
I,
you had some
no,
good
I
questions,
said,
Carl.
I said I want you to ask Ernest some sexy questions.
Okay, well, let me just ask Ernest. Okay, Ernest, I'll ask you the question I asked Momo B. How about that?
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah, sure.
Oh, here we go. So the best part about sex is?
When you get to that point that you start
seven,
working
seven,
up
seven
a
words,
sweat.
Seven words. Seven
when
words.
When you're working up a sweat.
Okay, the worst part of sex is?
Premature ejaculation.
Oh, yeah.
Shut your ass up. Would you sleep with a coworker?
Yes, I would.
What wouldn't you do during a sexual encounter?
Don't pee on me, I'll cut you.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's disgusting. That's
you asked me what I wouldn't do.
That's disgusting. Wow.
You
okay,
said what I wouldn't
you,
do. I wouldn't let someone pee on me.
And I know the answer to this question because you was outside in the barn, but have you ever had sex outside?
I've not been uncovered. I've always been in a structure of some sort. So, no, I've not technically had sex outside.
But an open barn is considered outside, right?
It's a structure. I'm indoors.
No,
if it rained, I wouldn't have gotten wet.
Okay, thank you.
But Momo B and I might change that in Houston now.
Oh, who's I love?
Get a little Mano in the back parking lot, you know.
Okay, uh-oh. All right, Momo. Okay, Momo B, I'm going to give you five more. And let me tell you something. You know what? I don't know. Okay, here we go. Are you ready, Momo B?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Yippee!
Do you? We're going to ask you, do you like tall or short men? Which one, tall or short?
Tall.
Fat or skinny?
Skinny.
Oh,
black.
You're out now.
Black or white?
Gray.
Are there? That means that
listen, if you're dating a gay person, they might be, or a gray person, they might be dead.
Hair or no hair?
Where?
On their head, Momo B. What the hell you mean, where?
Oh, sorry. I have to pick one. No hair.
Okay, seven words. Seven words.
No hair.
Don't say
okay.
No hair because that's Jay.
Okay. Shut up, Ernest. Big
like
ding dong or short ding dong or little ding dong?
I think she's trying them all out right now to give you a truthful answer. You seen how many fingers she can get up there?
No, wait.
Here, let's modify the question. Long and skinny or short and thick?
You know what?
We have really stopped making X-rated shows.
Long,
skinny,
or short and thick?
Rating.
Which one?
We have to change our promotional document.
Gotta go!
This person has been muted.
Yeah, thank you. She's destroying my groove. I'm thinking and fantasizing and remembering it. All I hear is, we gotta, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, damn.
My gosh.
You're going to answer the question. There is a time limit, damn it. I mean, maybe we should have said that because you're going to sit here and think all night. What are you doing?
I can't.
Long
and
skinny or short and
thick? I can't. I don't like skinny. I don't like the pencil. Oh, no.
You need
so
some thickness,
I'm gonna
girl, don't
thick.
You?
Yes, okay, yes.
Seven.
I need some thickness.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, you're okay. Thank you. That was okay. Thank you. All right, thank you. Oh, my God. All right. Jesus Christ. All right, 347-851-1272. We're going to say goodbye to everyone on WCWK Radio right about now because we are over. But I tell you what, Mr. Elias has a booty call that he needs to go to. Mr. Elias, where do you have to go, Mr. Elias? Just out of curiosity.
Take care of something for Mom.
Oh, well, now, see, here we go. Here we go. See, they do this. Now I feel bad. I feel horrible because you brought this up. Well, yeah. Okay. Okay, all right, look, we're going to step out. All right, Jay's bump. Why are you laughing, Mr. Elias? Was that funny?
Yeah, it was.
Was there a personal joke going on between you and Momo B, or did I miss something, or what's going on here?
You are the joke.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Gah, Momo B, guess who you ain't gonna see? Get your ass out of here.
Gotta go.
Get your ass out of here.
This person has been muted.
Get your ass out of here. I like that laugh, too. All right, last call coming up on the J. Ryle Show.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My In-My-Ass.
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker.
For a while now, you got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. Starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go, place. Undercover, staying dry and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go, but what am I gonna starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go, hold me in your arms. I'm comfortable enough to feel your warmth. It starts in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. If you make me smile, baby, just take your time now. Holding me tight. You make me smile even just for a while.
Oh, folks, it is time for our final thoughts. Last call for Akaha. How'd you like the Bumpy song? Was the Bumpy song all that? And the bag of chips, Dr. Princess Aldea. Do you like the Bumpy song, girl?
I loved it. I was over here singing from beginning to end.
Oh, I'm glad your mic was off there now. Okay, thank God for that. Jesus Christ. All right, folks, it is time for our final thoughts. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, stop on in, hang out with us, Vivian. Vivian Banks. Well, that's not her real name. Of course, her name is Janet Hubert, but I'm telling you, I can't wait, Mr. Elliott, to have a conversation with her. She just seems to be a fun person to talk to, and we will get that opportunity tomorrow morning.
Aww.
Oh, Miss Elliott.
I'm so glad we're having.
Why are you talking?
Together.
Because Miss Elliott's mic's off or something. You know, you guys.
Well, look, and I told you I had to take care of you. You wanted to go after. So don't hand me that when I'm telling you I'm going to take care of some things.
Damn, Miss Elliott. I mean, really, like, four over. I mean, damn. Do you get started, like, right at the top of the hour, or do you just kind of fluctuate a little bit? What the hell are you doing?
I gotta go take care of some things, man. But you know, you never listen. So, once again,
it sounds like me and you gonna have to exchange some damn.
It won't be the first time, and it will sure not be the last.
Oh, hold up, old boy. Put your chest in, baby.
You don't put
your chest in. Put your chest in, old boy.
Hey,
put your chest in.
Kool-Aid
don't bring it in.
Boy. Hello? In the corner, guys. Hello?
Okay, thank you. All right, okay. All right, listen, folks.
Who's that?
Appreciate you hanging out with us today on a Saturday. And, of course, go back and listen to Wednesday's show. We hung out for Momo B, and we hope Momo B. Momo B, did we help you with what you were going through on Wednesday? That little hour that we hung out with you, did it do good for you? Did it do the body good? Oh, her mic's off. I tell you, the most unprofessional people in the world. I don't know. Okay, anyway. All right, it's time for our final thoughts. Dr. Princess Odia, since it seems like you and Ernest.
I'm sorry.
I was talking about you.
All of you guys are reaping what you sow because you guys talk about me so bad, and then now Momo B is the same thing that you guys are
talking
about.
I'm going to be over here reading.
And always
no,
saying
but
what
I did. I did mine on an accident. You do yours on purpose. You just disappear. I just hear talking. Y'all just going to hear me.
Ladies, I enjoyed the extension
of the Wednesday night show. It did lift my spirits and it pleasured my soul. And I thank you very much because I really needed that.
Well, you know what? Kisses for you. What you going on for? You weren't here to participate in it. What are you doing all for? You didn't contribute to help her soul heal.
I did. My energy. I put it out.
It was your absence that helped her. It was your absence. That's exactly what did it.
I said, ooh, all the way over there.
Yeah, thank you. All right, since you're all the way over there, why don't you give us your final thoughts?
I just wanted to say that laughing is absolutely awesome, and it releases what we seek to find oftentimes in prescription drugs. So I want to invite everyone to laughter. I also want to invite everyone to visit me online tomorrow because I'm launching the life coaching program that will definitely bring you from not knowing your life's true purpose, living on purpose, to bringing that dream that you only fathom into fruition. I am launching it tomorrow. I'm very excited. I want you to join me online. Also, visit me on Facebook and on Twitter. And that's Princess Odilia, O-D-I-L-I-A. And on Facebook, it's D-R-P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S. Thanks, Adelia. Love you all, and I love you, Jay. I love you, Mr. Elias, baby. And I love you, Ernest. Love you, and I love you too, Momo B. Love,
oh,
everyone.
Thank you. Love.
You're not launching that show here, are you? You're not launching it here, are you? You're not launching that show on the TV. Okay, I'm just asking that.